WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This month marks the centennial of George Gershwin's birth. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz has a review of two noteworthy releases of music from Gershwin's most ambitious work, Porgy and Bess.
After Porgy and Bess opened in 1935, it took 16 years to get a complete recording. In 1951, Columbia Records' Goddard Lieberson, who would become responsible for his company's extraordinary series of Broadway original cast albums, produced it with care and originality. It was one of the first opera recordings to use sound effects, like rolling dice or the sounds of a fight, and established an approach still going today. This album has the strongest cast of any complete version. New York City opera baritone Lawrence Winters, who had a bigger career in Germany than in this country, is vocally shining and characterizes the crippled but optimistic Porgy with profound honesty. He matches Todd Duncan, the original Porgy, by not trying to imitate him. This recording restores the powerful buzzard song which Gershwin cut before the New York opening. Winters gives it the eloquent intensity of a great Schubert song.
Buzzard, on your way! Orange, what is you anyhow? None but being lonely. Pack your things and fly from here. Carry grief and pain. There's two folks living in this shelter, eating, sleeping, singing, praying. Ain't no such thing as loneliness. And Porgy is young, oh girl.
Avon Long, as Sportenlife, the cynical, seductive drug pusher, is equally impressive. The smoothest talking and smoothest singing Sportenlife on record. All snake oil and venom. Who could resist?
There's a boat that's leaving soon for New York. Come with me. That's where we belong. Sister, you and me can live that high life in New York. Come with me. There we can't go wrong. Sister, I'll buy you the swellest mansion up on Upper Fifth Avenue. And through Harlem we'll go strutting, and there'll be nothing too good for you. I'll dress you in...
To ensure authenticity, Columbia included five members of the original Porgy and Bess company, including Helen Dowdy, the Strawberry Woman, and the best one you've ever heard. There have been some Gershwin discoveries since 1951, and you can hear some of these on a new album of Porgy excerpts with Eric Kunzel and the Cincinnati Pops. Gershwin's original version of the opening scene of Act III is an elegiac requiem trio for Bess, Serena, and Maria. This is followed by Bess and Serena's lullaby, Lonely Boy, which Gershwin dropped during the Boston tryout in exchange for Bess's reprise of Summertime, which Anne Brown, the original Bess, otherwise wouldn't have gotten to sing. Here are Angela Brown and the splendid Marquita Lister. Kunzel also gives us a fascinating bit of musical history. The first recording of the original version of Gershwin's first opera, the one-act Blue Monday, opera a la Afro-American, which was performed once on Broadway by white singers in blackface. Later, it was retitled 135th Street and reorchestrated. But the cut I'm sure everyone will keep coming back to is It Ain't Necessarily So, sung by the performer who was allegedly the model for Sportin' Life, Cab Calloway. It was his very last recording, made in 1993, the year before he died. He was 86 years old, and he's amazing.
It ain't necessarily so.
It ain't necessarily so.
The things that you're liable reading the Bible ain't necessarily so. Little David was small, but oh my.
Little David was small, but oh my.
He fought big Goliath who laid down and died. Little David was small, but oh my.
Why do?
Scat me to the up. Oh, Jonah lived in a whale.
Lord Schwartz reviewed the reissue of the first complete recording of Porgy and Bess on Sony's Masterworks series.